Is it over for Darvin Ham? I sure hope so. For real, man. He is a good coach, but a horrible NBA coach. He, like I said before, man, he probably could coach the WNBA. He probably could coach Little League, college, high school. But in the NBA, he is trash. And I don't know why he stuck around for 2 years. Mike Malone from the Nuggets said he's a good guy. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's not his coaching skills that keeps him employed. It's his people skills that's keeping him employed. Because his coaching skills seem to suck. He is not the 100% reason why the Lakers lost. No way they could blame it all on him. But he is partially to blame on why they lost. I tell you who's not to blame. LeBron James, he brought it every time. You know what I'm saying? He did his part. LeBron James did his part. It was the people around him that didn't. And I know that probably makes him so mad. But the Lakers organization, I said it last year. I said it in the middle of the season. I said it at halftime break. I said it for the last 2 years that the Lakers organization would be complete idiots to keep Darvin Ham. Now, if they keep Darvin Ham after this year, they have became beyond idiots. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's stupider than the idiot. But that's where they would be if they keep Darvin Ham after this season. Fire him. It's always a gamble that the next coach could be worse than the coach you have now. It's always a gamble. It's always a gamble that you might not get a good coach. Because you never know how it's going to go. But the way he's been coaching, the way things have been going, I'd be willing to go ahead and take that gamble. Because, like I said before, you're taking a gamble that you might get a bad coach. But you already got a bad coach. So I'd rather take the gamble with the prospect that I might get a good coach also, instead of knowing for sure that I got a bad coach. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'd go ahead and let him go. He is trash. Yeah, in my opinion. He is capable of being an assistant coach. He is capable of being a college coach. He is capable of being a high school, middle school, elementary school coach. But an NBA coach, he just don't got it, man. If Anthony Davis hadn't got hurt, I think they could have got one more game out of it. But they still was going home regardless. It was, at that point, it wasn't if the Lakers was going home. It was how they was going home. Were they going to get swept? Which they didn't. Were they going to win another game? And they didn't do that either. So, It's more how they went out than more than if they was going out, because they weren't going to beat the Nuggets. If Anthony Davis had phenomenal games and played at his best, and LeBron James had played at his best, and D'Angelo Russell hadn't been like hot and cold, and the rest of the team messed up, the Lakers were more than capable of beating the Denver Nuggets. They just didn't do it. And I'm a Nuggets fan. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I like the Lakers more than the Nuggets, but I'm a Nuggets fan. And since the beginning of the season, I said I wanted them to win again. So I have nothing bad to say about the Nuggets. I hope they win a championship. So I ain't got nothing bad to say on that side at all. I got some bad things to say about the Lakers, but I ain't got nothing bad to say about the Nuggets. They well coached. They play hard. They winners. You know what I mean? They winners. Can they beat the Timberwolves? It's hard to say. That's a bad matchup. For them, not for the Timberwolves. Timberwolves, I think, and I hate to say it, but the Timberwolves got the advantage. Yeah, they actually do. I'm a little nervous for the Nuggets. The Timberwolves actually have the advantage in this series. They got Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, whatever the hell his name is, and Anthony Edwards. Those three right there alone is bad matchups. They have nobody on their team that can guard any of the three of those people. You know what I'm saying? Joker, he don't play no defense. He is phenomenal in every aspect of the game, except for defense. Yeah, but I will say this, he can't stop them, and they can't stop him either. But they can slow him down. They got two big ass Rudy Gobert and whatever his name is. What's the face? I just said his name. Karl Anthony. Yeah. They got them. Look how big they is. They can slow him down. All they gotta do is just stand in front of him and put their arms up. Simple as that. So they got people that can slow him down, but they ain't got nobody that can slow them down. Who's gonna slow them down? Aaron Gordon can't touch Anthony Edwards. Aaron Gordon is a great player. He's a good player. He's an excellent player, but he is not Anthony Edwards at all. Not even close. He is gonna torch his ass. He can compete, but he can't beat him. But these are the defending champions. They are well coached. They have a great team. But I'm a little worried for them. And I do hope they win, man. And they are very more than capable of beating the Timberwolves. And vice versa. I agree with what somebody said. They said no matter what happens after this series, this is the series to watch right here. This is going to be the best series of the whole playoffs. This one right here is the one. this is the one you want to pay attention to. Out of all the rest, forget the rest of the playoffs. This is the one you want to watch every single minute of every single game. This is the one right here. I'm telling you. Every playoffs has that one. Sometimes it's in the finals. Sometimes it's in the beginning. This is the one right here. If you don't watch any other playoff games, no more, period. For the rest of these playoffs, pay attention to this one. Yeah. And I could see it being, just because these teams are so good, I could see it being a whole bunch of blowouts. I can actually see it being a sweep. You know what I mean? Either side. Because these teams are so good, they can get it rolling and figure stuff out. Next thing you know, they done swept somebody. I think the Nuggets are capable of sweeping the Timberwolves if they get hot and they get it all together and they get back healthy. And I think the Timberwolves are scarily capable of sweeping the Nuggets. Aren't the Timberwolves just a tad bit more younger than them? Even if they ain't younger, they bigger. Whether they younger or not, they damn sure bigger. So this could be a fight. Man, ain't nothing else going on. Only thing else going on in the playoffs is the Celtics. And they about to take the Heat out. The Heat trying dirty stuff. They trying to injure him and everything. Yeah. But I don't give a damn. Injured, healthy, whatever, they going home. The Heat is. It's just like the Lakers. It's more like not when they going home. It's more like how they going home. They could put up a little bit of a fight and scream and talk about Heat culture and all that shit, but they still going home. Yeah, they about to go home. So, again, it's still is the way I said it before. All I see is the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, and the Celtics. And that's it. Everything else is just window dressing. That's it. It's just to sell tickets and shit. They know ain't nobody coming out of this as champions, but the Celtics, the Timberwolves, or the Nuggets. Everything else is just the excitement for fans to watch. Like OKC. OKC could disrupt a lot of things. They can. They're young. They're exciting. But they have lack of experience. The Clippers. No. I don't think so, man. You even though I'm not a Russell Westbrook fan, and I'm really not a Paul George fan, it's sad to see all your little past heroes getting old. You know what I mean? LeBron ain't around no more. Steph Curry ain't around no more. They done went home. You know what I'm saying? Draymond, Clay, all of them home. They watching now. They spectators. Soon, Russell Westbrook will be home. Paul George, Kawhi being home. Well, he's just been a spectator. And, yeah, man, they're about to be home. Even if, let's just say, by some stroke of luck, the Clippers do make it to the next round, they still going home. Yeah, they still going home. Because the way the Mavericks are set up, they only really got two good players. And then they got some really decent role players, which is how most NBA teams are constructed. But the Clippers, they have Hall of Famers, superstars, a couple of them. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. Two of those people are for sure Hall of Famers. So the Clippers definitely could beat the Mavericks. And on top of all that, the Mavericks hurt too. Man, please. Yeah, they having health issues, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I am mistaken. If they not having health issues, well, maybe it's not them that's having health issues. It's the Clippers having health issues. But regardless, I still say it's 50-50. It could go either way with that series. I would much rather the Mavericks win than the Clippers. I don't like the Clippers. But I could see it going either way. Again, let me tell you again so you can understand what I'm saying. All I see winning this championship this year is the Nuggets, the Celtics, or the Timberwolves. And the way it looked, just because of injuries and age and players that are prone to injury, Jamal Murray, he is injury prone. He's injured. You know, he was out for a long time before. He gets injured often, right? The Joker, as good as he is, he doesn't play any defense. So they have their flaws, even though they are the returning champions now. Don't sleep on them, because I still want them to win it all. I'm rooting for them, for sure. But if I had to put all my money up, right, and I had to make an educated guess, just be on injuries and healthy players and youth and just team construction of who will win, who I want to, let's say this, who I want to win is the Denver Nuggets. I wanted the Lakers to win, but hey. But who I want to win now is the Denver Nuggets. Who do I think has the most, the best chance of winning? Healthy. The healthy team that I think has the best chance of winning will be the Boston Celtics. But they're not healthy. So I'm going to have to go with the Timberwolves. They have the best chance.